PFAS, P-F-A-S. That's the commonly used name for a group of chemicals that do not completely biodegrade and are the subject of increasing concern of state and federal environmental regulators. They've been linked to kidney and liver disease, reproductive issues, and other health concerns. Water supplies are generally protected largely by a patchwork of state and local rules governing them. But some advocates, including State Attorney General Maura Healey, are calling for national standards to head off confusion, such as the differences between the rules in Massachusetts and the much more restrictive ones across the border in New Hampshire. With us this morning to explore just what danger these chemicals present is Northeastern University Professor of Health Sciences Phil Brown. Good morning, Professor, and thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Glad to be here. Good morning.
So these industrial chemicals, as I understand it, are found frequently in water supplies near military installations. Why is that?
Well, because they're used in firefighting foams, and military installations use a lot of these in training and occasionally for actual use, and then they store them, and they don't store them very well, so they leak into the water systems.
But PFAS chemicals are also used in many other ways.
Yes, well, our first awareness of them was from industrial uses. So these are the things that you find in Teflon pans and Scotchgard fabrics and many hundreds and hundreds of consumer items that people would not think of, microwave popcorn, pizza boxes, and many other kind of uses. There are over 4,000 of these chemicals, and we don't even know much about them because there's a lot of trade secrets.
Pizza boxes.
Yes, pizza boxes. The thing about these chemicals is they're water resistant and they're stain resistant, so they're used to keep oil from seeping through.
What's the danger presented by these chemicals in that they don't completely break down over time?
So these are called forever chemicals because they are so strong. The carbon-fluorine bond that makes up the backbone of these chemicals is one of the strongest known to chemistry, and they will stay forever in the environment. And they stay in our bodies for a long time as well.
The EPA has set what it calls an acceptable level of these chemicals in water supplies. But in your view, is it adequate? And what's your experience regarding enforcement of these standards?
Well, you know, like lead, we increasingly reduced the level of what was seen as dangerous. And that's what we've seen also with PFAS. Up until 2016, the two most commonly used chemicals, that was just an advisory limit of 200 parts per trillion. 2016, the EPA dropped that to 70 parts per trillion for the two major chemicals, PFOA and PFOS. Many people realize that that is not very safe, and states have taken the lead in reducing the advisory levels, and now for the first time, beginning with New Jersey, actual regulatory levels. And that's very different because if it's regulatory, that means it's enforceable.
What are the requirements in Massachusetts?
Well, so a petition was put forth by the Conservation Law Foundation and Toxics Action Center. They actually sent this to all the New England states. And the Department of Environmental Protection then listens to people at a hearing. And I would say about 100 people turned up at this hearing and maybe 30 or 40 spoke. And they petition for maximum contamination levels, MCLs. And then there's a process of which all the stakeholders get to come and give more evidence. And the state officials examine this and they take a while and hopefully will issue these regulatory limits that have the tooth of law behind them.
What do you hope Massachusetts does?
Well, we certainly hope that they follow some of the lower limits that have been set by New Jersey and that are being now looked at by Minnesota and New Hampshire. Researchers who have looked at this a lot, Philippe Grandjean and Richard Clapp, wrote a very well-cited article in which they say one part per trillion would be the safe level. Linda Birnbaum, the head of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences at NIH, says maybe 0.1 part per trillion would be safe.
You've heard about the concern about bottled water from a dairy in Haverhill with high levels of PFAS in it?
Yes.
Some warnings have been issued, but there is still no warnings on the water itself. It's still for sale. How serious is that from your point of view?
It's serious because a lot of people are concerned that their public water systems or their wells are contaminated, so they buy bottled water thinking it's safe. And bottled water is usually not tested. And many other chemicals are found in bottled water, too. So I think that we really need to have regular policies to test bottled water and make sure that it's safe.
And from the other side, does the chemical industry insist these chemicals are safe?
They do, despite the fact that so much research has been done, so many cases have been settled, so many more cases are still in the courts. But the chemical industry is always saying that their chemicals are safe.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking about this with us, Professor. Northeastern University Health Science Professor Phil Brown.
Goodbye. Thank you.